All right. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about the dating of Shavuos. We're coming up to the holiday, and at the end of this coming week, there's a Magen Avraham in the beginning of Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet. The Magen Avraham asks a somewhat famous question. Rav Abba Braunschweigel spoke about it years ago. He asks really two questions, but I want to focus on one of them. One question is that the Gemara says that everybody agrees that Klal Yisrael left on a Thursday. In other words, they left Egypt on a Thursday, and everybody agrees that they got the Torah on a Shabbos. So they leave on a Thursday, they get the Torah on a Shabbos. So let's calculate how the days would work. Now, if I'm counting Sfira, so the first day of Sfira would be Friday. Friday would be the first day of Sfira, right? If Pesach's on Thursday, the first day of Sfira is on Friday, the seventh day of Sfira would be on Thursday. 7 weeks later, the 49th day would be on Thursday, the 50th day would be on a Friday. Right, so it's coming out, but everybody agrees they got the Torah on Shabbos, right? So the 50th day Sfira comes out to be Friday, but they got Torah on Shabbos. So it really means they got the Torah on the 51st day. You got it? So in other words, so it comes out from the Gemara that Klal Yisrael received the Torah on the 51st day, counting with Sfira, yet we celebrate Shavuos on the 50th day. Rav Braunschweigel would have said it's an Eisen Akashim. It's like a very difficult question, right? Very strong question. Anyway, there are a number of answers that are given, which I'll discuss. Anybody want to weigh in with their own answers? I guess not. Okay, so let's see some of the answers that are given. So the Magen Avraham himself gives two answers. One, he gives an answer from the Sefer Asarama Marot, and he says that the Torah here is alluding to Yantav Sheni Shel Galiot. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam knew that eventually there'd be a group of Jews outside of Eretz Yisrael, far away from the Bezdin. They would have to celebrate 2 days of Yantav. So it's alluding to the fact, it's saying like there's a chashivas to that second day. So even though the Torah you received on Friday, but in other words, even though we're kovei the Yantav on Friday, Torah you really received on Shabbos. So the only thing is the Chok Yaakov asks, he says it's very strange because it comes out then in Eretz Yisrael they don't do good until Shein Shel Galiot, and that's really coming out and makes the Yantav Shein Shel Galiot the most important of the 2 days. That's a little bit difficult to answer. All right, then the Magen Avraham has another answer, and he said this one's much easier. The Gemara learns that Hosif Moshe Yom Echad Midaita, that Moshe Rabbeinu in the days preceding Matan Torah added another day of preparation. So according to that, you could say that that according to the original Cheshbon, you know, we're celebrating Shavuos according to the original Cheshbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the Metzias is Moshe Rabbeinu added another day, so we received it on Shabbos. But the original Machshava was that Friday. That also has its own difficulties. All right. There's another answer that's given, though, by the Oneg Yantiv, who's Rafael Yantiv Lipman Halperin. He died in 1879. His sefer Shas Tshuva Oneg Yantiv was published a year after he died, and it has a lot of charifas, you know, tshuvas. So listen to what he says. He says that there's really like two counts in the Torah. There's two counts in the Torah. It says Usfartem Lachemim Achashom Sheva Shabbatot Timot Tiena. You count Sheva Shabbatot, which is 49 days. Count 50 days, right? The pasuk says you'll count 49 days, and then it says count 50 days, right? Now, we don't actually count 50 days, so he learns that the Gemara, there's another pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, says Tachel Lespor Shiva Shavuot Tispor Lach, and then it says in Mehachel Chamesh Bakamat Tachel Lespor. So if I was left to my own devices, I would say the Sfira doesn't have to be an audible counting, like the Gemara has about Sfira Zava. Zava counts 7 days, like we do with women who are nidot. They're doing 7 clean days. They don't actually have to say, some say that they should be machmir, but the simple pashas, they don't have to. Today's day one, day two, three through seven. But since it says, so if it just said Usfartem Lachem, I wouldn't think it has to be an audible Sfira. But since it says again, Tachel Espor, so we learn that in Achinami, the first one has to be an audible counting. But that's only with the Sheva Shabbatot. The Chamishim Yom, you don't have to an audible counting. So it means like this. There's two counts going on. One count is 49 days, beginning with the second day of Pesach, from the time you bring the Omer. The other count is 50 days from the first day of Yantin. 50 days from the first day of Yantin. Now, Lechora, both those line up, right? 50 days from the first day of Yom Tov is the same thing as 49 days from the second day of Yom Tov, usually. But he says when they left Egypt, the first day of Yom Tov wasn't a complete Yom Tov. In other words, the Geula didn't come till the morning. So that 50-day count couldn't begin from the first day of Yom Tov that year. So they had to have 50 days from the second day of Yom Tov. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, there's two counts, 49 days and 50 days. 50 days from the first day of Yom Tov, 49 days from the beginning of the Omer on the second day of Yom Tov. But the year they left Mitzrayim, the first day of Yom Tov wasn't a complete Yom Tov because the Geula didn't come till the morning. So that doesn't count as the first day. So that year, they have to count 50 days from the second day of Pesach. But in all other years, we do it the other way. So it means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that there should be 50 days from the beginning of Pesach till Kabbalah Satorah. That's what it really means. Now, why should there be 50 days? So I want to be mitzarif this with another answer. And this is also brought down in Torah Ladas. The Maharsha addresses this at the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah. He gives a different answer. He says that that 50 days is a special period of time of preparation. It was 50 days, like you see by the Shemitah and the Yovel. You have Sheva Shabtot Shanim, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pamim, and then the 50th year is the Yovel year. You see that 50 is a significant number in Yiddishkeit. And the Maharsha says it takes really 50 days to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah. 50 days to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah, and then you get the Kabbalah Satorah on the 51st day. So the 50 days of preparation, that's madgish the aspect of Yirat Chet. In other words, like, kol shi yirat cheto kodem l'chachmato, if a person has fear of an aveira, if that's the foundation before his learning will remain. In other words, if I approach Torah and I don't have Yirat Chet, Torah won't remain with me. But if my Yirat Chet is there, I'll be in good shape. So the Maharsha says that Hashem wanted to emphasize to us it's the hachanot of the key. In other words, it's not the key the day they got the Torah, the key of the hachanot for Shavuos. Everybody can walk in, you walk into a Seder, give me the matzah. I walk in here and on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, put the yarmulke on, I'm ready for davening. I walk in on Shavuos, I open the Sefer, I'm ready for Shavuos. But the key is not that way. The key is the hachanot, the preparations for it. And preparations are not preparations of an hour or a day. It takes 50 full days of preparation to be mekabel the Torah. 50 full days of preparation. So it means, so what? Yeah, okay. So you could even start this also with that idea. So it comes out, then, according to the Maharsha, the Torah is emphasizing to us that the preparation is the important, not the Kabbalah Satorah. In other words, we're really celebrating, we're observing that now we completed our preparations for Kabbalah Satorah, not Kabbalah Satorah. All right, you could be mitzarif that with the Oneg Yom Tov, that, about having 50 days, why need Dafka 50 days. All right, there are a lot of other answers. Oh, wait, one more answer, then that'll be it. There are other answers also. Okay, I'm just doing a little bit here. Now, one last answer. This is from the Chasam Sofer. And again, the question is so strong. Like when you hear it, the question, you have to always remember. That question is an ironclad question. I is an Akasha. Now, the Chasam Sofer, he has his own Charifas. He says like this. He quotes this answer in the Chidushei Chasam Sofer from his Rebbe, the Hafla'a. He says that before they were Mekabel Torah, so they figured out the days that the Laila's Holei Chachar Yom. In other words, like it says in the Torah, Yom v'Laila lo yishvotu. For Bnei Noah, for people who aren't Jews, we Jews, we celebrate the day begins at night and then it goes into the day, right? Like we get Friday night into Shabbos, that's a day. But the Chasam Sofer says before Kabbalah Satorah, where for non-Jews, non-Jews celebrate the day begins with daybreak and goes into the night. It goes into the night. So he says that what it means is they were doing the counting, but they're beginning the counting on the night of following the second day of Pesach, right? So before Matan Torah, let's see. So you have the first day Yom Tov, then the second day Yom Tov, and now they begin counting from that night. So that means that right. So we said, right. So began counting the second night of Pesach. So counting the night. Oh yeah, I didn't say right. They're counting the night after the second day of Pesach. Right. So in other words, so let's say they left on Thursday. now it's Friday. They don't, in other words, the mitzvah is to count on the second day of Pesach, but they're not counting the night before the second day of Pesach. They're beginning to count the night following the second day of Pesach. So the beginning of the count, let's in that example, on Friday night, because that's the way they count the days. In other words, I have a mitzvah, and the mitzvah begins on the second day of Pesach, so I'll begin counting from Friday night. So it means that if I begin the count on Friday night, so then it comes out, it would come out that the 49 days would be completed on, and it would work out right with Shabbos. And then later on, we switch it over. All right, any event, so those are some ideas. I wish everybody a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. Any questions on anything we did? That's it. Okay, Rebbe Kanan, Mitzvah Shemar, Sparkle Cell, Tiyot Chag Kabron, Zvot, Shemar, Naifas, Vachol, Yadzim, Vachol, Yadzim.